I decided, you know what? I really need to figure out and like learn about my oil paint. There was something in me that I'm analytical and kind of curious, and I wanted to kind of figure out my medium. I usually go with a shovel and some grocery bags and a Sharpie. I did have a garden here at one point. And anyways, so my name is Amanda Brazier. I'm a painter living here in Chattanooga, and I've lived here for about 4.5 years now. This is just some regular clay, but you can kind of see that there's some nice reds. So anyway, so I'll just kind of scrape along the ground, dig a little bit. I wanted to make sure that I separate that bright red from maybe those browner reds that are around it. Ooh, there's some like bright orange. But I bring it back to the studio, and usually I'll set it out like on a big piece of paper next to my heater if it's cold. I'm gonna grind it in my mortar and pestle until it's a really fine powder.
And you just want to do like a little bit at a time, so everything kind of
manufactured paint has been, you know, in supply since like the 1800s or so, and before that, all artists were making their own paint with apprentices, which would be nice to have.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to use my pestle and pound.
Earth pigments were the first pigments to be used in history. Cave paintings were earth pigments, were ochres, those reds and yellows. You know, before you got to the manufactured, like the bright, super bright greens and pinks and magentas, like you had these pigments. So they're very historical. And now when I see something that's like way too bright to be natural, I'm like, oh man, you know, like I can't look at that. It's just too bright. I'm just so used to like the subtlety of color that comes with using earth pigment. But I can't find a really good green around here. So if anyone finds some great green, let me know. So here we have the pigment. And then I'll use my geological sieves, which filter it more and more fine as they go through each sieve. So now I'm just gonna shake it and it'll separate. A lot of my work recently especially has been about shelter and obviously the human need to order their environment.
I'm supposed to be wearing a dust mask.
It's okay, I'm just doing a small amount. Always wear a dust mask when you do this. I'm very interested in American domestic architecture, American dwellings, American houses, like the pioneer homes, the log cabins, or the Native American home, like the thatched hut, or a wattle and daub type of house. And so when I'm ready to make paint, I'll mix my powdered pigment with the linseed oil until it becomes like that really cold peanut butter, like the natural kind that you have to keep in the refrigerator, and then you have to get it out and it doesn't spread very well, that kind of peanut butter.
So it's like when you're making cookies or cake, you have the flour and baking soda and all the dry ingredients on the bottom, then you make a little bowl and then you pour your wet ingredients into it.
A lot of these colors add meaning to my work, a narrative, a personal history, a place. My house that we grew up in on Twin Oaks Lane, and my family just sold it last year. And anyway, so before we sold it, I went down to the creek and got some dirt, and I called it Twin Oaks Umber. People who don't like scraping sounds don't need to listen to this. You wanna spread the paste out. It's not paint yet. Spread the paste out in a thin film all over the glass so that the oil can completely surround each pigment particle. I'll take my glass muller, which is basically a pestle that's flat bottomed and has frosted glass. And the glass slab also has frosted glass to create some friction. Right now I'm just gonna start grinding it. This is also a good arm workout. Early American houses were built from the materials that were in their environment. And so I'm building structures with materials that are in my environment. It definitely feels different using my paint as opposed to a store-bought paint, which is perfectly fine to use, you know, so there's really great paints in a store, but I just like the added story that it gives. Isn't that color so pretty? Good night. It's super, super bright, but like the general public is gonna be like, oh, that's kind of brown red. All right, it is getting there. So when you name your colors, you have to, well, this is just one process of naming colors, but I usually name them with the place first and then whatever color I want to call it. So it's Red Bank Red, or it's kind of like a, you know, red orange, but red it is. Oh, there it goes. You see, it's starting to spread out more easily. I'm only using paints that I make, which I don't know if I can keep this up forever. It does take a while, and I may have to hire an apprentice every once in a while to help me, but I just really love the meaning, the extra meaning that it gives to the work, the sense of place that it gives to the work.